Yes, I am.
Excellent. Ooh. We've had a few guesses so far, Karen, as to what can make this sound. Suggestions are wooden blocks, flipping through a book, closing a filing cabinet.
Yeah.
None of those are correct, though.
No, I think it is actually retracting a vacuum cord into the vacuum.
Oh, are you the poor person that has to do the vacuuming at your place?
It sounds like it, doesn't it?
Yeah. You have to wear steel cap boots when you do that because it just smashes in the ankle, doesn't it, every time?
It does.
There might be some people listening, though, that have one of those Dyson stick vacuums that are like, I don't have a cord.
What are you talking about?
What is this?
Yeah.
You're living in the old-timey days with, like, electrical cords and stuff?
Yes, that's true.
Let's see if you're right, Karen. Is the secret sound the sound of retracting the cord on a vacuum cleaner? we recorded that one the other day, and Hudson and I both saying to each other, this will take a while probably, but no.
It's very triggering for people, that noise. I reckon they hear that and they're like, ugh.
Yeah.
It was very obvious.
Oh, there you go.
See, that, Brad? Not hard enough, eh?
Yeah. Okay. Karen just looked down at her bruised ankles where the cord had whipped into it and went, it's got to be that.
I'm living it.
It's got to be that. Well, congratulations. $230 to spend at Harvey Norman is all yours. Karen, are you going to put it towards a new vacuum?
No. maybe a cordless one.
Yeah, that's probably good. Yeah. Upgrade. Yeah.
One of the ones you put on the wall when you're finished with it, and it just sits there.
That's it.
Yeah.
Save those ankles.
Save them ankles. All right. Thank you very much.